8 degrees now, and that's what it feels like. We lost the minus one wind chill, but high of 29 for the day. Sunny day ahead of us. That makes everything a little better, a little more tolerable, that's for sure. What a pleasure and privilege it is for me to meet for the first time our new chief medical executive for the state of Michigan. We welcome to the Paul W. Smith Show, Dr. Natasha Bagdasarian. Doctor, welcome.
Well, thanks for having me on this morning.
It is our pleasure. It happens to coincide with some plans you have for a press conference at 10:45 this morning. We have a history of breaking news and having people on before they go before the public with their press conferences, etc. What will you be talking about today?
We'll essentially be talking about where we are with the COVID pandemic, what our state numbers look like, and what we're expecting to see in the upcoming weeks. So really, it's just an overview of where we are. And then, of course, advice to the public on what you can do to protect yourself.
We're seeing horrific numbers across the country, 580,000 people last week, cases, 1,500 deaths per day. Hospitals, one in four, having staff shortages. It doesn't seem to be getting any better.
It's certainly not getting better, and in fact, we're expecting things to get worse. Omicron is very transmissible. We've seen what it's done in other countries. We've seen what it's done in other states across the U.S., and we're expecting a similar surge here.
What we somehow or another, a week or two ago, somebody said something that led a lot of us to believe, well, maybe this means we're over the hump, if you will, that we're maybe even on our way to all of this ending, because everybody's going to have Omicron eventually, they think or say, and maybe we get that herd immunity or whatever other magic we've been waiting for. But do you agree with me that people were talking as if maybe the end was in sight, and now that talk has gone away?
Well, in terms of the messaging that we've been giving from the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, we certainly have not felt that the end was in sight in terms of COVID going away anytime soon. And there is a lot of talk, and there has been a lot of talk about herd immunity, but I just want to say the safest way for us to get anywhere close to herd immunity is with use of our vaccines, rather than having everyone get infected with COVID, especially having everyone get infected at the same time, during the same few week period. So that's really what we're trying to avoid, because if we have cases through the roof, that means our healthcare systems get further overwhelmed, and it means a breakdown in infrastructure. And we're trying to keep the state functioning. We're trying to keep healthcare functioning. And so just going about with your life right now and pretending that COVID isn't a thing and that Omicron isn't happening is not the best thing to do.
You know, I asked Dr. Matthew Sims, the director of infectious disease research for Beaumont Hospital, if he were king, what would he do to finally, once and for all, wipe out COVID? Now I'm making you queen, Bagdasarian. And what would you do? I bet it's the same thing he said, but what would you do?
Well, again, it really boils down to vaccines. If we had 100% uptake of vaccination, we wouldn't be in this position. So we know that vaccinations don't 100% stop spread. They don't stop mild illness, but they do stop people from progressing to severe outcomes and death. They do stop our hospitals from getting overwhelmed, and they do help to protect those who are the most vulnerable amongst us. So as we know, there are still children who are too young to get vaccinated. There are people who are immunocompromised, and their immune systems may not develop antibodies the same way that you or I might. So if we had 100% of people who could get vaccinated actually getting vaccinated, we could avoid a lot of pain and suffering right now.
Well, in fact, he said two things. He said get vaccinated and masking. And I added good masks, like real, not counterfeit, but I don't know how you tell, but real N95 masks. So he said masking and vaccinated in order to knock this thing out. We have all these
hospitals. Well, I thought I could only have I thought I could only have one. But if I could have two, then yes, masking. I'm with him.
All right. So we're going to give you two retroactively. Here we have these hospitals with staff shortages to the point of where in California, they're telling their hospital workers, it doesn't matter if you have COVID, come on in. You don't even have to quarantine yourself. Do you think is that a desperate move?
Well, the CDC issued new guidance for healthcare providers that really is for what we call crisis standards of care. And that is when hospitals and infrastructure is overwhelmed and there simply isn't enough staffing to keep up. And so if the CDC crisis standards of care are followed and the CDC guidance is followed, there is some allowance for people to work with COVID if they are asymptomatic or mildly symptomatic and using proper precautions. So it wouldn't just be that, you know, come on into the hospital and you don't need to take any precautions. There would, of course, be a lot of precautions to make sure that those healthcare workers didn't further transmit virus. But we're in a desperate situation. And I wish we were not having to make decisions like this. I wish this was not the place we were in the pandemic. And it certainly makes me sad that here we are more than a year after these amazing vaccines were released with not great uptake of them.
Hmm. That's sad. I think, unfortunately, those who have chosen their right to not get vaccinated, I don't know that there's anything that you or I can say that'll make them change their mind. I mean, that's just the way it is. Now, we have to deal with the fact that they are going to apparently be hit harder by whatever variant comes around. And if we're told that the Omicron vaccine is coming in March, that means it's going to be around a while. And who knows what else is going to come up. I don't know what else we can do in a free society, Doctor, and it's probably kind of frustrating for you. We'll look forward to your 10:45 press conference. You'll be joined by, among others, Elizabeth Hertel, the director of the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. And our guest has been Dr. Natasha Bagdasarian, the chief medical executive for the state of Michigan. I'm not sure how to pronounce Dr. Lauren Yegelia, pediatric critical care physician at Children's Hospital of Michigan. You'll all be releasing more information and we'll be all ears. Thanks for your help. We look forward to more conversations.
Thanks for having me on today. Take care.
You take care too, Dr. Natasha Bagdasarian, Sarian, on WJR.